Menachos, Perikei, Mishnevov. Elu Teunin Tenufa, Ve'en Teunin Hagosha. So now we have those that have Tenufa and not Hagosha. This is really a Hemshich of the Mishnah before. So, Loik Shem Shom Mitzeri V'Hashomoy. The Parsha of Hashem Mitzeri has in it a Chiddush, is that there's a whole Seder of Hazois that are mitar the mitzvah, they're part of the carbon, but they're not done as really part of the carbon. There's an asham mitzvah, that's the ikka carbon, amongst all the carbonists that he has to bring, and that has the regular seder, shchit kabbalah elocha zrika, of course, bitzofoin, and it has the zrik sadam of asham. The dam, besides being put on the mizbeach, also has to go back out. Out meaning to say the mitzvah, who can't go in, because he's mechus kapori, he can't go into the azorah. He sticks his fingers with his feet into the Azara, and there's a whole shot, I had to understand that, because you can't go into the Azara, it's a Bia B'miktas, Torah was matter the Bia B'miktas, L'chtzorich Tarosoi, and there's a Hazor of the Dam of the Hashem Mitzora, as well as a separate Loik Shemen that's brought with the Hashem Mitzora, which is also Huza Al Yodov V'Raglov Al Ozna of the Bahainois, and that's the Chelik HaTahara. So that is not shayich b'chlal to hakrova. It's not shayich to hagosha. But tnufa, the loik shemen, goes together to oshem. The oshem needs tnufa. The loik shemen goes with it. Also as part of the tnufa. V'abikurim, k'divrei Rav Lezer Yankiv. Bikurim is not the regular dovah ha-mukra v'agabi ha-mizbeach. So it doesn't have hagosha. It's not a korban, but it's brought to the mizbeach. Rav Lezer ben Yankiv darshins from other korbanos that needs tenufa. The pasuk says, "V'loka chakoyin atenim yodecha." The pasuk in Parshas Kisavu by Bikurim, and he darshins a gzeir shova that by korban shlom it says by the chazav v'shoik yodov tivieno lehonif. So merely he learns out that the chazav v'shoik need tenufa. So is the kabbalas koyin bi yodov of the tenor full of Bikurim is also mechayiv tenufa, an ayah limud. Ve'emure shal me'yochid v'choze v'shoik shalohen. Ve'emure shal me'yochid is the chelek that's put on the mizbeach. The choze v'shoik is the chelek that was given to the kohen, even though the bosa of a korban shalom was eaten by the bottom, the choze v'shoik was given to kohanim. Shoik ha'trum v'chazeh ha'tnuf ha'lishech lom yaviyu. It's one of the matnas kuna, and it says over there, lohonif tnuf lefnei Hashem. That's mefurish in the pasuk. In Parshas Shmini. And that the Mishnah says, Echor anoshim ve'echor anoshim b'Yisrael avaloi b'achem. It doesn't make a difference who the bailam of the carbon is. A shlomim of, that's given by a man or given by a woman. The reason why the Mishnah has to speak out different halachas, different avoidos that are not ma'akiv, anoshim, noshim, is because there is a chilik between anoshim and noshim, namely smicha. So there's a fundamental chilik in the Seder avoidos, not the fundamental avoida, but meisim that are done by many karbonis do have a chiluk between anoshim and noshim. So that's why the Mishnah keeps on speaking it out. So over here, there's no chiluk l'gabi the tenufa. B'Yisrael, avaloi ba'acher, only a korban that's from a yid, and not by the korban of somebody else. What is this din referring to? So Mefarshim explain over here, we're not talking about the tenufa wasn't done, but the fact that the way tenufa normally was done is that by the regular chos of a shoyk of Yisrael bringing a korban, the kohen would put his hands by the yid's hands, by the bailam's hands, and that would be the mitzvah's tnufa. And where it's a kohen noshim, so the isha doesn't participate in the ma'isa. The pasuk says daber al bnei Yisrael, daber al bnei Yisrael, bnei Yisrael. They don't do smicha, they don't do tnufa. So here the kohen will do the tnufa himself. The same is by a korban of goyim. Now it's important to remember that there is no korban shlomim by an akum. A goy could call his korban a shlomim, but it's huktar kolil. There's no such thing as achilas odom by a korban of a goy. So mela, it doesn't need tnufa of the goy. It's not bechval. Others taina, the shayla in the Gemara, you can look over here at the Mefarshim, they bring both gersois, that it could very well be that the korban, call it a shlomim of a goy that has a separate din. There's no tnufa at all. Then the Mishnah says, Shtei alechem u'shnei kivsei atzeres. By both of these, there's no tnufa. Sorry, they don't have Hagosha. They have Tnufa, but not Hagosha. Ketzeroy, so how is the Tnufa done? Noisin shte alechem agabishne kvosim, they're put together. Umeniach shte yodav milamaton, puts both hands underneath the carbon, this way he's holding on to both of them together. Moilich umevi, he moves them like sort of like what we would do by Nanuim. Malo umevid. This is Bavus, the Gemara says that he's made if Lamisha Arucha Shalom, mamish similar to what we do, Arba Arucha Shalom, that the Rebbeinu Shalom is Miyachid the Shmoy, mamish like we do by Nanuim. The Mishnah brings the Pasuk, Shenema Ashehunav Vashehuro. This Pasuk is written by one specific instance of Tenufa, which is by the Elam Miluim, by the Chinuch of Aaron Ubono, which is Parsha Shmini. And the Pasuk says over there, Hunaf, sounds like it's going in all four directions. Hurom is usually, Murom means lifted above, so it goes up and down, down and up. And the Hunaf goes more Mizrach and Mairiv, away and close to. Lamaisa, since the Pasuk is Mefarat over here, that's how we learn how to say the Tnufas for everything else that we do. Now the Mishnah just adds that Tnufa Hoysa B'Mizrach, the Tnufa was in the Mizrach of the Mizbeach. It could for sure be done B'Mairiv, because that's the side that's closer to the Hechel as more Kedusha. The Mitzvah's Hagosha is Dafka B'Mairiv. The Pasuk says, Hakav Hoysa B'nei Aaron Lefnei Hashem, Lefnei Hashem is the Chelek HaMairiv, which is closer to the Hekel. The side which is closer to being out of the Azar is not called Lefnei Hashem. Utnufo is Koidmois LaHagoshois. The Pasuk is Mefarad that way by Minchas Knois that has Tnufo and Hagosha. It says over there, V'lokach HaKoyin, V'heine V'saminchu, V'kriva Yisrael LaMizbeach. That's Hagosha. So it's Magdim the Tnufa before the Hagosha. Minchas Oim and Minchas Knois, Tuuna is Tnufa Vahagosha. Minchas Oim, which was made out of Soirin, Minchas Knois, which didn't have Shem and Levoina, both of them are a poor man's Mincha. Lemaisa the Torah says Tnufa Vahagosha by both of them. Lechem Aponim and Minchas Nesachim, Loi Tnufa Loi Hagosha. The Torah omits both of these dinim by both of them. Mishnah Zayin. Reb Shimon Oymir, the Mishnah is going to say Halach over here. B'shem Reb Shimon, it's Mavu and the Mefarshim Lav Davka. There's a Chelik over here. Sounds like this is a day of Muskem. Reb Shimon is the one who's Mechadish this din. Shloisha Minim Tuunim Sholosh Mitzvos. There are three types of mitzvahs by three types of kavanas. Shtayim, he's the one that's categorizing it. Shtayim B'cholachas V'achas of each of these three categories, two mitzvos. V'ashlish is Ein Behem. And the third mitzvah, not. Ve'elu hen. Zivche shalmei yochid. Zivche shalmei tzibur. Shalmei yochid is the regular korban shlomim. Shalmei tzibur is the shnei kivsei atzeres, which is the only type of shlomim which is eaten liyom v'layla. V'asham mitzoyro has din of kodesh kadoshim. These three have three mitzvahs. Zivche shalmei yochid tuunim. Smicha chayim. It has smicha on the korban, like most korbanos have. Tnufa after the shechita, ve'im behem tnufa chayim. The tnufa is not on the live animal. The tnufa is on the chalokim that are given to the kanim, the chalokim that are hukrav al gabi ha-mizbech, like we said. On the emurim and on the chaz of ha-shoik. Zivche shal mitzibur tu'unin tnufa chayim. The shal mitzibur, the shnei kivsei atzeres, the Torah says to do the tnufa with the kvosim, with the lechem on top, like we learned in the previous Mishnah. Also, they're done ushchutim. The tnuf is done also after the shechita, ve'im bem smicha. This is a general rule, it's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, that most korbanos tzibur don't have smicha. The regular korban, tamid, musaf, etc., do not have smicha, except for two which are representative of the tzibur, but they have a shaychis to a yochid, the pahel and dovishol tzibur, which is for the tzibur, but it had to do with the ones who were responsible for the helam dover. The soy mishtalech is already the responsibility of the Kohen Gadol, even though Batsim it's a korban tzibur. So those two have smicha. Asham mitzoyro, ton smicha, utnufo chai. The Torah says mufush by Asham mitzoyro, together with the loik shomen, have tnufo, ve'im boi tnufo shokut. They do not have, it does not have tnufo after it shechted, the chalokim of the carbon. So this nusach is Reb Shimon's. There's no dinim over here that are nischalik, but Reb Shimon is the one who sets it up this way.